story about Larry Grayson. I love it. Councillor Julie Howell from Peterborough obviously got pretty upset when her ginger cat, Larry Grayson, went missing. We can speak to Julie now and get the story. Hello.
Good morning, Kev.
Hello. So how long had Larry Grayson been missing for?
He disappeared in a puff of smoke. He just disappeared very suddenly on the 3rd of October. He was outside my house at 5 p.m. His dinner's at 6 p.m. He didn't come in for his dinner, and I just knew he'd gone, but he'd vanished.
Okay, that must have been upsetting.
It was. I just couldn't understand it because it was. There was no trace of him, and indeed, for the next 7 months, I did everything I possibly could to try and find him, but there were just no sightings of him. You know, the possibility, you know, had he come to harm, had he been run over? Well, there was no body, so there's no smoking gun. So I always thought, you know, he's alive somewhere, but where on earth is he? How could he just disappear? If, you know, being there 1 second, not being there the next. It was an absolute puzzle, but I honestly thought I would never see him again.
And did you wonder if there was a house not too far away from you feeding him better food than you?
That's always a possibility. People who live opposite me actually lost their cat for 10 months last year, and it turned up in Newcastle, and it turned out it's got into the back of a van by the local hotel. So I knew that that was a possibility, that he might turn up somewhere like really remote. But there's also a chance, yeah, that he's a beautiful-looking cat, and there's a chance someone might have thought he was stray and had taken him in. So I just consoled myself that, you know, hopefully wherever he is, someone's looking after him, and he's being well-fed and looked after, and he'll come back when he's ready. And that's all you can hope, really, I suppose. Cats roam, and that's just how it is.
So that was October the 3rd, 7-odd months ago. When did Larry Grayson stroll back into your life?
Well, I'd really kind of given up. We'd had a lot of sightings, of potential sightings of ginger cats that might be him over the months, but you know, we always went out to every sighting. Someone would say, oh, you know, I've seen him, he's here, and say, oh no. And whatever time of day it was, I get dressed, go out there, and me and my partner just said, you know, it's probably not him, don't get excited, because the disappointment, it really sort of rips into you when you think, could it be him, oh, it's not him, and then it's a bit like losing him all over again. So it was on Sunday, and just another ordinary Sunday, and I logged into my email and saw a couple of emails from this website, Animal Search UK, that a local friend had suggested that I register him with, and I had done in October, received absolutely nothing from it since then. And there was a thing saying, oh, potential match for you in Northamptonshire, and I thought, well, that's not going to be him. And then I saw another email from there, from this gentleman, who actually said, I'm in Northamptonshire, and I'm actually in Warmington. And I thought, hello, because that's not very far from here. And I gave him a ring. We had a chat. He showed me pictures. I was, that doesn't look like him. And so I went round there, and half an hour later I went round there. And he said, oh, the cat's in our utility room. And I walked in. And the funny thing is, Kev, I walked in the room, Larry Grayson recognised me immediately. I didn't recognise him. He came walking up to me, and the lady had been, they'd been feeding him for the past month. He'd been in their garden, hadn't gone anywhere near them, though, and had been very sort of unfriendly and standoffish. And she said, oh, my goodness, you know, he's just walked up to you. And I said, yes, but I'm not accepting it's him yet. And so we called Peterborough Cat Rescue, who came out with a scanner. And it was like winning the lottery in a funny sort of way. They scanned him. He went, beep, he has got a chip. And then they read out the number. It's a 16-digit number, but they read out the last four numbers, and I looked on my piece of paper at his microchip number, and it was the last four numbers, and it was a match. And I said, it's him! And
it's
we all
him!
Just dissolved into tears.
Oh, you've been reunited with Larry Grayson! I am touched by this story. To be reunited with Larry is just wonderful. So how's he settling in?
Honestly, it's like he never was away. And when I went in there and saw him, and he saw me, he greeted me like he knew me, but he greeted me like he'd seen me half an hour before. Not like a dog would, you know, get all excited. He sort of rubbed his head against me, but otherwise it was like, all right, you've come to take me home, have you? We brought him home. He's absolutely normal. What's more, Kev, he's put on weight. Now, where's he been for 7 months in dreadful weather? We've had the fireworks night there, we've had a very cold winter, we've had dreadful torrential storms. There's not a scratch on him. And he's fatter, So I think he has been living somewhere. Maybe they turfed him out, and then he ended up at these lovely people's house over in Warrington. I mean, in Warmington. He really struck lucky there.
He struck lucky, yeah, with where he went. But I'm really keen to just say to you, I'm so happy for you. But you've got to up your game and make sure he doesn't stray off again. You've got to make sure you're feeding him steak every night.
Well, there's going to be a range of measures put in place to stop it happening. I think he was scared by another local cat. But I'm wondering now that he's spent it for himself for 7 months, whether he's toughened up a bit and he's going to stand up for himself in future. So we're going to see. But he's cock of the walk, as the real Larry Grayson might say.
Fantastic.
Now he's very confident, now he's back home, as if nothing happened. So,
well, he's been off backpacking. He's been off backpacking around North Cambridgeshire, and he's now back safely home, which I love. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For sharing that with us. Councillor Julie Hale from Peterborough, who's been reunited with Larry Grayson, her gingy cat, after 7 months away. The time, 7:40. Here's the sport with Nathan. Across